thank you for calling in today to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark. I'm happy to be able to share from God's Word here today with you. Today we're in Psalms chapter 19, and I just wondered if you can think of a time in your life, or maybe there's been many times, maybe this is something that you really like to do, is on a clear night to be able to go outside. Maybe you're in a remote place where there's not a lot of electrical lights that are shining, and you look up at the sky and you see the moon, you see the stars. You look up and you can see the Milky Way and these stars, and you just think, my God is the one who created all this vast universe, all those stars. He's the one that made them all. He's the one that knows about them all. And then, you know, we can maybe get up early in the morning and watch the sun peek over the horizon and get a little higher and a little higher, and it just comes every day, faithfully comes every day. Well, this Psalm 19 talks about that, and we're going to break this up probably into a couple days, even though it's not a real long psalm, but we're going to look at the first six verses, or consider those. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." And that's what I was just talking about, that the stars, they show the handiwork of God. The heavens declare the glory of God. Verse 2, "Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge." So we see the sun coming up day after day, and it says something to us. It talks to us. It talks about God's faithfulness. It talks about God's power. "And night unto night showeth knowledge." Verse 3, "There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." And even though I can't go as a missionary to every place in the world, the sun coming up in the morning is a missionary showing the handiwork of God, showing the power of God, and it breaks all language barriers, because God can speak to each person through the creation that he's made all around us. As it talks about it, even the New Testament talks about that there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Verse 4, "Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." All the places of the world can experience and see the creation of God and see the power of God in the heavens that declare his glory. Hallelujah. "In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber." So picture that, the sun is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber every morning, coming out, this bridegroom talking about the glory of God, "and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof." We all can experience the power of the sun as it shines down upon us, especially in the summertime, and how it just is very hot. Nothing is hid from the heat of the sun. But we can experience this power, or this sun, throughout all the seasons, and how it gives life to this world, and it's such a blessing. There's one thing that, just to kind of get a comparison of how vast the universe is, someone has pictured the distance as if it cost a penny to ride 1,000 miles, if you could go 1,000 miles and it cost one penny to do that, a trip to the moon would cost $2.38. $2.38 to go to a moon if it costs 1,000 or cost one penny to go 1,000 miles. A trip to the sun would cost $930. So from $2.38 to the moon to $930 to the sun. But a trip to the nearest star, not the farthest star, but a trip to the nearest star would cost $260 million. Think about that. If it costs one penny to go 1,000 miles, a trip to the nearest star besides our moon, besides our sun, our sun would be $930, but a trip to the nearest star would cost $260 million. And our God has made that. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Well, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. I hope this has been an inspiration to you to see the power of the living God in the firmament, in the heavens.